Preface. There is a general misconception regarding leadership. Many have been made to believe that only a selected few are destined to be leaders. This erroneous belief has prevented numerous people from discovering and optimizing their God-given potentials, thus settling for status quo. At creation, God gave humanity the mandate to dominate, subdue, take charge, and have rulership over all of his creation. He equipped man with all that is needed to be in charge by creating man in his image. If you are living short of this mandate, I encourage you to embark on a quest to discover your purpose and mandate in life. Too many people live far below their God-given potential. You cannot afford to live below the level of dominion, because by the law of creation, you were mandated by the Creator to dominate. No created being, including angels, is permitted to rule you. It is time for you to take charge. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." So, God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground." Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28 NLT. Why is it that most people are not living up to this God-given standard of dominion, rulership, and authority? I have been privileged to lead both in secular and spiritual platforms. And one key reason I discovered is the problem of identity. Many people are yet to discover their authentic self. And until you resolve the problem of identity, you cannot solve the problem of leadership.